Some of the property owners around Lake Koshkonong near Fort Atkinson have been trying for a decade to get the DNR to raise the lake's water level. The DNR controls the dam on the Rock River that helps form the lake. The property owners have failed in the lower courts, but now the state Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. The group Clean Wisconsin is backing the DNR. Staff attorney Elizabeth Wheeler says the Southern Wisconsin dispute is important statewide.
Thousands of these impoundment lakes that are created by dams throughout the state of Wisconsin, and this case will determine whether DNR can consider water quality when setting the lake level. So it can have a significant impact on water quality and recreational lakes.
Wheeler says many acres of wetlands around Lake Koshkonong could be flooded if the water levels rose, harming the lake's water quality. But Brian Christensen of the Rock Koshkonong Lake District says the property owners don't want to harm wetlands.
Wetlands need to be wet, and under the current DNR orders, the wetlands are actually dry, which is why we see so much invasive species in those wetlands. And again, those are wetlands that are private property. 80% of the wetlands in Wisconsin are public property, but here in Lake Koshkonong, we have a unique situation where over 80% of our wetlands are privately held hunting clubs.
Christensen says the legal case is also for boaters and others who use Lake Koshkonong, not just own land along it. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.